A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, this is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with mini episode number 50 of the FDH Lounge, which is entirely dedicated to our participation in this year's Project for Awesome campaign. It is one of the most worthwhile and effective charitable efforts on the internet, and you can find out more information about it at projectforawesome.com. While FDH has been happy to promote a number of great causes over the years, the one that we have worked to benefit the most is the one I am speaking about today. It is the Carol Morris Scholarship Fund at Bowling Green State University. It is a memorial fund dedicated to my mother, which will be endowed in perpetuity once it reaches $25,000, permanently providing scholarship opportunities to students aiming for a career in special education, which was a field my mother worked in extensively. Anyone who has followed FDH over the years knows about our participation in raising money for this fund. We had four marathon broadcast fundraisers on the Sports Talk Network, and we were successful in making a dent in the remaining distance to $25,000. I certainly want to mention my thanks to everyone involved in those efforts. I am hopeful that this video gains traction far beyond our existing audience, so I'm going to explain fully why I think this is a worthy cause for your charitable dollars during this holiday season. Before I do that, I want to go back to the FDH philosophy about disclosing bias up front and letting the audience decide how that affects credibility. We never pretend to be disinterested observers on any subject on our program, from sports to politics to pop culture. We tell you where we are coming from and we let you decide if you think we are compromised by that. So I'm hardly in a position to pretend that I am unbiased about this fund. I am very biased. This fund is very personal to my family for obvious reasons, but I just ask that you also take my reasoning into consideration with that in mind. First of all, it is tax deductible, although admittedly, so are a great many other of the Project for Awesome causes. But I want to point that out for the benefit of anyone who itemizes their taxes. From there, I want to touch on dollar-for-dollar effectiveness. Research on charitable institutions indicates that the most effective ones limit their overhead to 20% of the funds raised. Well, the Carol Morris Scholarship Fund has no overhead whatsoever. Every dollar raised brings the fund closer, dollar for dollar, to the endowment target of $25,000. That ties into another critical point. You probably can't find too many charitable endeavors where your money has the multiplier effect of this one. As I mentioned, once the fund is fully endowed, it bestows the scholarships to aspiring special education teachers in perpetuity. So your donation, no matter how small or large, will be part of an entity that will keep giving long after any of us are still around. Now, there are a great many causes other than this one that are catchier or trendier, and I say that not to disparage any of them. There are so many worthy ones out there, and I hope that the 2011 Project for Awesome campaign benefits a great many of them. But I'm realistic about the notion that, even after everything else I've said, this may still seem a somewhat random cause for your charitable dollars. So I'll bring this full circle back to my family's observations of the work that my mother was able to do in the field of special education. We saw a great many lives improved and even transformed by the care given to these students. The very nature of the work is geared towards unlocking the potential of students who have issues preventing them from achieving success. It must be remembered that all success is relative, from those with severe disabilities seeking an increase in their quality of life to those capable of strongly transcending their circumstances. I am very blessed to be in the latter group. When I was a small child, I was diagnosed with a visual motor disability and placed into special education. In a short period of time, my excellent instructors had concluded that my condition was very mild. In truth, aside from an inability to color inside the lines, it did not even prove noticeable in the long run. But their great work in figuring out my exact issue actually cleared me for acceleration into advanced placement courses and the unlocking of my own potential for writing and other creative endeavors. It was that example that motivated my mother to move into special education from a more liberal arts background. The blessing bestowed upon me ended up multiplying for the students who benefited from my mother's work. And that's the kind of cycle we are looking to replicate here, many, many times over. Special education is truly one of the noblest professions in existence. And the Carol Morris Scholarship Fund at Bowling Green State University, once endowed at $25,000, will be poised to deploy many more great people into this profession. On behalf of everyone involved with this fund, I ask you to look into your hearts to consider a donation to this worthy cause. All of the relevant information is on the video screen. Thank you, and God bless.